This is the local VK5 news segment. And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with a weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. As you listen to this, some of our members will be busy just north of picturesque Port Macdonald, where they are providing the communications for day two of the 2018 Port Macdonald Hill Climb. Run over 2 days, for the first time this year, it will also feature some night runs on the Saturday. That might make things interesting with roos and wombats wandering about. Our group has decided that the time has come to modify our club trailer, our HF 2 and 70 centimetre mobile shack. Access at field days and other events has proved to be quite painful, as most of us end up banging our heads and or risking concertina fractures of the vertebrae as we climb through the existing back door. We intend removing the existing setup, which is a horse float-like ramp, and replacing it with a much easier conventional swing door with several inches more headroom. About half of the existing width will become rigid to aid stiffening up the superstructure. We hope to get all this done in quick time to ready the trailer for our next activity involving portable operation. Planning is underway for our 2018 annual convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships, and if you are an intending visitor, please make sure that you have your accommodation booked, as the Mount hums with sporting and other activities on the June long weekend. Make sure that you mark Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th of June on your calendars now. The Sunday night dinner will be on again, and we hope to have some excellent speakers to give us all some entertainment on the Sunday afternoon before we sit down to feast. We remind you that our group meets on the first and third Friday of each month, except for December and January, and we enjoy having visitors. If you are in the area, please put out a call on one of our repeaters and come along and join us. We are fortunate to have excellent club rooms at the Reedy Park Centre in O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier. That's your lot from me for this week. Our members would therefore like to wish you all a great week. And I say 7-3 from Serge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few reminders from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The February Tech Night on Wednesday the 21st will be the second tutorial on the operation of crows, fault finding and diagnostics hosted by John VK5NI. Saturday the 24th of March will be a working bee at the water tower to tidy up and dispose of unwanted materials from 10 a.m. onwards. Sunday the 8th of April will be the second antenna testing event at the Ridley Reserve, Elizabeth. All are welcome to attend. The 18th of April Tech Night will be a presentation by Graham VK5WX on the surveying and the origin of the metric system. EARC VK5LZ will compete in the John Memorial Field Day on the weekend of the 17th and 18th of March. Do not forget, this is the state election weekend. All microwave beacons are work in progress for repairs and upgrades. Further information to be advised. The next general meeting on Wednesday, the 7th of March, 2018. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove Venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 7-3's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And from the South Coast Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Peter, VK5PET, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. The SCARC inaugural online raffle mentioned last broadcast is almost ready to go live. A Yaesu FT70DR Fusion handheld is the prize, and tickets can be purchased for $5 each through the website www.scarc.org.au. When 100 tickets are sold, the raffle will close. Entrants must include their postal address, call sign and email contact, and the ticket number will be emailed upon payment. A live Facebook raffle draw will take place and the winner will receive the prize in the mail direct from Strictly Ham. Watch the website for the opening in the coming week. Our second annual buy and sell is on Sunday, April the 22nd at the club venue, 11 Railway Avenue, Seaford Meadows, with sellers in at 8:30 a.m. and buyers at 10 a.m. Tables are $10 and entry is $5. Tables can be booked by emailing the secretary, vk5zku, at secretary@skark.org.au, and booking payments can be made through PayPal on the website. The usual sausage sizzle, tea and coffee, door prizes and raffle will be available. Hope to see you all there. Following the successful session on antenna fundamentals, 10 members are in the process of constructing the 77-centimetre beam antenna designed by Mike, VK5ZC, and are looking forward to many QSOs on UHF. To supplement this, VK5TR Jim and VK5MH Mao will be presenting a technical talk on traps, balance, coils and inductance following the members' general meeting this coming Thursday night. Visitors are very welcome. A reminder to members that fees are due to be paid to the Treasurer, VK5NEM, and subs are set at $20 for WIA members and $25 for non-WIA members. Proof of current WIA membership is required. Persons wanting to join can obtain application forms from the website. Catch you further down the log, 73 from South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news and notes from the Northeast Radio Club. Now, don't forget that next Friday night is the tech night for February, and we'll be having an antenna session from one of our gurus. I think it's Trevor, VK5ATQ. So come along on next Friday, the 23rd of February, for this month's Tech Night. And in the coming weeks, we've got a few interesting presentations on antennas and digital radio and all sorts of good things like that. The next month's general meeting will be on Friday, the 9th of March. And the Tech Night for March is the 23rd, so mark those on your calendar for the coming month. And the hunt's still on for relay operators, so if you think you can help out, then contact Trevor, VK5ATQ, on 83805542, or give him an email at vk5atq@wia.org.au. So that we can have a full set of relays on Sunday mornings for the broadcast. Well, that's all for this week. We'll see you next week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The AHAR's AGM last Thursday went well, and the only changes to the committee are Trevor Mould, VK5NIX, is now the secretary, and Jean has retired and is due for a well-earned rest from duties on the committee. There was a lot of interest in Paul's, VK5SL's, talk outlining the possibility of setting up a remote listening site far away from the RFI pollution that plagues us in the city and suburbs. He is approaching other users of the HFRF spectrum and is getting interested from organisations he's spoken to. A reminder to AHAR's members, your subscriptions for 2018 are now due. The cost will be $20 if paid before the end of March and $25 if paid after that date. Tina Clogg has advised us their holiday shack will not be available for the John Moyle Field Day this year as renovations are being carried out. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 23rd of February, and the first lunch for March will be on the 9th of March. The next social morning at the shack will be on the 10th of March. The general meeting for the 15th of March will be the annual members project show and tell. Get out your UFOs, your unfinished objects. Do some more work on them, or even bring along a recent acquisition. I've booked David, VK5KK, and Ian, VK5ZD, for the general meeting the 19th of April to talk to us about their adventures in microwave communications. They'll be demonstrating some of their equipment. The next technical session at the Shack will be on the 24th of February 2018. This will be an introduction to FT8 by Charlie, VK5KDK, assisted by Rod, VK5ZRK. Graham, VK5ZFZ, will run an Arduino Tiny Basic presentation at the Shack on the 24th of March. Events at the Shack start at 9 a.m, and this event will run from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Graham advised me you will need a laptop, if you have one, an Arduino Nano. He will provide everything else, including some spare Nano, if you need to purchase one on the day. To keep up to date with what's happening at AHARS, you can visit the website and look at the latest news and upcoming events page. Any changes to the plans for February will be reported in the Sunday broadcast and on the AHARS website. The URL is http://ahars.com.au. If you wish to contact me, you can email me at vk5srp@wia.org.au or send a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week. Talk to you next week.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.